Traumatized patients tend to like tranquilizing drugs. Benzodiazepines like Klonopin, Valium, Xanax, and Ativan. In many ways, they work like alcohol, in that they make people feel calm and keep them from worrying. Casino owners love customers on benzodiazepines. They don't get upset when they lose and keep gambling. But also, like alcohol, benzos weaken inhibitions against saying hurtful things to people we love. Most civilian doctors are reluctant to prescribe these drugs because they have a high addiction potential, and they may also interfere with trauma processing. Patients who stop taking them after prolonged use usually have withdrawal reactions that make them agitated and increase post-traumatic symptoms. I sometimes give my patients low doses of benzodiazepines to use as needed, but not enough to take on a daily basis. They have to choose when to use their precious supply, and I ask them to keep a diary of what was going on when they decided to take the pill. That gives us a chance to discuss the specific incidents that triggered them. A few studies have shown that anticonvulsants and mood stabilizers, such as lithium or valproate, can have mildly positive effects, taking the edge off hyperarousal and panic. The most controversial medications are the so-called second-generation antipsychotic agents, such as Risperdal and Seroquel, the largest-selling psychiatric drugs in the United States, at $14.6 billion in 2008. Low doses of these agents can be helpful in calming down combat veterans and women with PTSD related to childhood abuse. Using these drugs is sometimes justified, for example, when patients feel completely out of control and unable to sleep, or where other methods have failed. But it's important to keep in mind that these medications work by blocking the dopamine system, the brain's reward system, which also functions as the engine of pleasure and motivation. Antipsychotic medications such as Risperdal, Abilify, or Seroquel can significantly dampen the emotional brain and thus make patients less skittish or enraged. But they also may interfere with being able to appreciate subtle signals of pleasure, danger, or satisfaction. They also cause weight gain, increase the chance of developing diabetes, and make patients physically inert, which is likely to further increase their sensation of alienation.